sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, December the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, for those of you listening on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, understand that there are two websites and there's two phone apps. For those of you listening downstate, you already know that. Many of you listen on yourdefendingfathers.com website. That is the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, that is dedicated to this show only. Doesn't play any music. It's this show. We have podcasts stored there, so you can listen on demand anytime you want. Every half hour is stored on the podcast link. There's also a stream player there. This show is live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, repeats every 3 hours on the website via the stream player. So if you missed the first hour we just did from 9 to 10, it'll repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then we're back here live at 9 o'clock. Now, the app, the phone app that goes with the show and the yourdefendingfathers.com website is TuneIn. Go to the App Store, go to the Play Store, search for TuneIn, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one, and then search for WYPV. We're Your Patriot Voice. That is the call letters of the previous radio station we owned with partners that I was able to keep the TuneIn app. It was not part of the sale of the station. So that goes all the way back to 2012, April of 2012. Been doing this for over 12 years, over 9,000 hours on the microphone and counting, God willing. On the radio station side, the website for the show and the music, which starts at noon, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, is the call letters, WCHY, were constant hits of yesteryear, .us. That's the website for the radio station. The phone app for the radio station is Simple Radio, two words, capital S, capital R. Download in the Play Store, the App Store, Simple Radio, and then search for our call letters, WCHY. And you'll be able to listen to the show and the music. Now, of course, I always challenge you guys to listen to the music for even 15, 20 minutes. And if you don't start humming or singing a song, I'll send you a T-shirt for the radio station and a coffee cup. Everybody loves the music. brings back great memories. Studies have shown that it can actually offset Alzheimer's and dementia in older people because it exercises your brain. When you hear a song, it triggers memories. Where were you when that song was popular on the airwaves back in the day? Were you at school? Were you at work? Were you dating somebody? Where were you at that time in history? And that's what memories are all about, and it actually helps trigger the brain's activities. Music is a good thing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Just noticed the response Rod Wheeler gave us regarding his dog. It was a second opinion that he wanted from Dr. Jeff. He got it, and he said he totally, really trusts Dr. Jeff. So greatly appreciate that input. Rod, thank you, sir. One of the bills that are being considered comes out of the Senate. Michigan workers would have up to 12 weeks, basically 3 months, of paid family leave benefits, paid for by, in part, their payroll contributions, providing them with payments while they're caring for new children or ailing family members. Under legislation moved by the Senate House and Human Services Committee yesterday, Senator Erica Geese from Taylor, her Senate Bill 332 and Senate Bill 333 moved out of that committee on a party line vote. The paid family leave system would be covered by legislative appropriations, payroll contributions, and direct employer obligations for businesses with more than 25 workers. Originally, the bill was structured with 10 or more workers. Well, now it's been amended to be 25 workers. So if you work for a company, a business that has 25 or more employees, these benefits would apply to you. State's Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, known as LEO, would oversee the Family Leave Optimal Coverage Fund, a new fund created by these bills, determining how much of the worker's payroll should go toward the fund. U.S. government employees would not have their payroll subjected to paid family leave contributions since they already have some type of benefits at the federal level. Main sponsor Geese said, quote, "I think the whole point of this is that everyone has to have a little skin in the game. The state has to have skin in the game. The employees have to have skin in the game, as well as the employers. Employers with the exemption that are exempt from these new bills, the laws eventually, should have skin in the game, but obviously this has to be spread out over all parties concerned." Okay, let's stop it right there. Quote, end quote, said Geese. Okay. Senator Erica Geese, with all due respect, can you please show me in the 87 pages of the Michigan State Constitution where it says government should have skin in the game when it comes to 3 months of paid family leave benefits? Show me in the Constitution where it says it. Oh, that's right. It doesn't. So again, doing something that's over and above the constitutional minimum in the form of financial assistance aid to our citizens. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind as to why we are now spending $82.4 billion a year in Lansing in these government programs, in these bureaucratic agencies and departments? $82.4 billion. Folks, in 2010, when I ran for the state Senate, Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly running for governor, lieutenant governor, Bill Schuette running for attorney general, we had just gotten rid of, and soon to get rid of, Jennifer Granholm. She was term limited out. The election was November of 2010. They were sworn in January of 2011. When that budget was turned over. That was, what, 14 years ago. She started, Granholm started her administration at $38 billion and grew it to $47.9. Basically increasing the state budget by $10 billion. She passed the baton to Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, when they got it at just under $48 billion. And they grew it to $58 billion. They then passed the baton to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. $38 billion, $48 billion, $58 billion, going up roughly $10 billion every budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer just signed for fiscal end of the year 2025 going through September of next year, $82.4 billion. $82.4 billion. And ironically, almost identical number for last year's budget, fiscal year 2024. It's these type of legislative bills with the government having, quote, skin in the game, that's the problem. Now, LEO, Labor and Economic Opportunity, that agency, would be responsible for calculating the employer's obligations to fund the fund, to put the money in there. If an employer had more than 25 employees, 50% of their responsibilities to the fund would come from payroll contributions. The other 50% would come from the business itself. So basically, they're asking in these bills employers to pay half of this 12 weeks of paid family leave. So forget the calculations, factoring in how much the state's going to throw in. Basically, the employers would have to pay for 6 weeks of it, a month and a half. What impact would that have on small businesses, in your opinion? It's going to cause their expenses to go up. What does a business do when their expenses go up? They raise their prices. If they raise their prices, who ends up paying actually these extra costs to the business? The consumer. Businesses don't pay taxes. Businesses do not pay extra contributions into paid sick leave or family leave is what this is called. Because you can be sick or have a new baby or have to take care of a ailing parent or perhaps spouse with health issues, you could have 3 months stay at home, paid sick leave, family leave, and the business would have to pay for half of it. During the committee's hearings meeting, testimony was given by Christina Hayes, a Detroit community organizer for Mothering Justice. I believe they're based out of Detroit and the surrounding areas. She said that last year she underwent emergency surgery and spent 6 months in intensive care unit. In an ICU for 6 months? Well, my first question is, my very first question, who was your doctor? That's my question. But that's for another day. Regardless, according to the story, she was in intensive care for half a year. She said that she faced, as well as her mother faced, agonizing choice, quote unquote, as to whether to provide for her family financially or stay by her daughter's side. As Hayes remained in recovery, her mother exhausted all of her paid time off and medical leave hours for the work year. Imagine a world where every worker could prioritize their family's health and well-being without the fear of losing their job or their income. Paid family leave policies, laws on the books would provide this opportunity. They empower workers, they foster healthier families, and they create a more loyal and productive workforce. Hayes' remarks featured suggestions that paid family leave can assist women in the workforce, with many playing caregiving roles, possibly rolling back the presence of medical debt. Under the legislation, the maximum weekly benefit could be worth up to two-thirds of Michigan's average weekly wage. The legislation continues to be strongly opposed by the business community. You think? If government says you have to pay this tax to pay for this new 12-week family leave program, that's money that can't be invested into other employees and other benefits, said Wendy Block of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. There's always going to be a trade-off of these things because there isn't an unlimited amount of money that can be invested into our employees. Block said the key to being competitive and attractive is for businesses to have quality and attractive benefits. But a lot of times workers value higher wages over benefits that they might not even use. Another business organization, Amanda Fisher, the state director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB, said employees and employers will need to pay into this fund for a couple of years before it can even be really used. Why? Because it's not going to be sustainable. I have some members who have taken out second mortgages on their homes during the Great Recession to pay payroll while they weren't even taking a paycheck. They paid their employees, but they didn't pay themselves. I think there is a huge misconception that especially small business owners are wealthy when many of them, in fact, are not. You have to understand, people, some businesses, some individuals are barely making it. If something happens, a lawsuit or something happens in their business, they could be out of business. But it doesn't matter. Democrats in Lansing want them to pay for 6 weeks of the 12 weeks benefits. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, bills to expand unemployment benefits in Michigan are headed to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk after lawmakers in the State House of Representatives approved a package that expands unemployment benefits to 26 weeks and increases the maximum weekly payment for beneficiaries. The main bill in the package passed the House 58-51 on Tuesday. The bill would allow unemployment beneficiaries to receive benefits for 26 weeks, up from the the current 20 weeks under state law. It would also increase the maximum weekly unemployment benefit in each of the next 3 years, ending at $614 in 2027. The bill also expands the benefit cap for dependents from $6 to $26. The most dangerous Christmas songs, Jim Lihaki explains.
A scientific study by the South China